backstage passes, and 0 to 60 in a super stretch limo? Yeah, that's just how we roll. You're listening to the Mousecapades Radio Network.
Now, from the Mousecapades Studios, here are your hosts.
Happy Friday, Mousecapades listeners. This is Vicky, and I'm here with Gina and Joey, and we hope that you're all staying safe, happy, and healthy. This is episode 915, and you're listening to the number one podcast that entertains that space between your ears, the Mousecapades and More podcast.
Just a reminder that we are all travel agents, and if you're looking to book a trip, we would be glad to help. Just text Vicky or myself, Gina, at 636-373-4497, and we will be happy to get with you to design a magical vacation. A small refundable deposit of $200 will hold your Disney resort and ticket package. Or if we can give you a quote to any other location on the planet, you can contact us today.
Well, we love sharing our favorite things about Disney, and so tonight we're going to share some of our favorites at Hollywood Studios. We hope this will help you with your future trips and or help you relate with us better.
So before we get started, I just want to do two last minute pieces of news that, of course, came out after we taped the Wednesday's Rumors and News show. Number one, Wish is coming to Disney Plus on Wednesday, April 3rd. So it'll be less than a week when this airs. And then our friend Vicky that's been on the show that teaches music in our district with us, she watched Wish with her family this weekend and she sent me this quote. So I thought it was good to share. I give it 10 out of 10 and 5 stars. I loved it. We had a family movie night and it was the best Disney movie I've seen in a long time. So that made me happy to know, and it's making me excited to see it. I know Kaylee really did like it. And then the second thing that I wanted to share is, this is rumor, but true, because Kaylee is there at Disney World, but guests have seen the cast members loading the Tiana boats and people going down in them. Now, what they're not sure of is, are they cast members off the clock or are they guests that they're letting ride? But whatever, nonetheless, it is riding, which makes it, or running, which means it's probably going to be open when you get there, Gina, I'm thinking.
I'm excited because Rebecca is coming in early to with Tammy and I and our girls. And if it is open, we are all going to go to Magic Kingdom together and we are all going to ride it together.
Very fun. Cool.
So I am going to kick off with our quick service at Hollywood Studios, and we each are going to pick three. I tend to go to the same places all over again all the time, but I think my top one is Ronto Roasters. Oh my gosh, Stephanie got me hooked on that in Disneyland. So now when I go to Disney World, it is like one of my favorite stops. I mean, I know it's not really considered a quick service, but it is a quick service, but you can't beat Starbucks. We're always at Starbucks. But if I'm going to get food, like to eat or whatever, then we like Rosie's just to grab, you know, I mean, hamburgers and hot dogs and chicken fingers, but it's still good.
Well, moving on to my number three quick serve, I think I'd probably say it would be the Starbucks, even though it is not really a quick serve. It's the one that we probably visit pretty consistently. I wouldn't rate it above a bunch of the other stuff, but I think it's definitely a worthwhile stop, especially that one. That one in Hollywood Studios is pretty nice. The one in Toy Story Land is probably my top one.
Woody's Lunchbox.
And Woody's Lunchbox is probably my top one, but
that was on my list too.
ABC Commissary.
Oh my gosh, what am I saying? ABC Commissary. I always get the chicken tenders there, and it's kind of hard to mess up chicken tenders. But at the same time, you get to refill your drinks when you get them there, on top of being able to get it's pretty standard food there, right? Like burgers.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one that's in the airplane hangar right beside?
No.
What is that one? We ate there the last time and it was pretty good.
Backlot Tour.
Yes, we ate there the last time we were there in October after we met you guys. That's where we went and ate. And it was actually pretty good.
So, Joey, you at least had a bite of mine. I know you didn't have this for your meal, but that is the place that I got the buffalo wing grilled cheese.
And where did you get that at?
Commissary.
The commissary. And yes, I did like that a lot. Just generally, I've not had anything flop there.
I do miss when they had the steak there. Don't you remember that?
I do remember that.
I know you're not a steak person, but They used to have steak as one of the choices, and it shares the kitchen with Sci-Fi. So it was actually the same steak. And Brad was like, this is amazing. I can have steak twice in one day.
You and Jenny would get along. She's not a steak person either.
I'm not a steak person, but at Disney, I'm a steak person. Because if you can cut the steak with a butter knife, there's not much reason not to.
Yeah.
So I'll do my top three. And my number three is Ronto Roasters. Gina, just like you, I really like that. And I don't think that we've introduced Joey to Ronto Roaster. I think every time we've been there, he has not been a part of that.
The Ronto wrap is amazing. I love it. It is on my list for this trip.
I was going to say, Joe, we're going to have to do that when we go in December, unless your job does not allow you to go. But we tried that with Grandma, I know. And I don't even think Dad's tried it. So you both need to try that. And then my number two is Woody's Lunchbox for breakfast or lunch. We love their breakfast tacos. It's now a regular rotation for dinners here at home. We love their breakfast tots is what it is, tachos. And then we like their lunch tachos, which is chili over tater tots. Can't go wrong with tater tots.
We make that at home.
Yeah, I knew you did. Well, we started making the breakfast one, and Joey's like, why have I not known about this thing? It's really become a regular rotational thing for us, which is nice because it's fast.
We were actually talking about making the chili tachos next week. Amy was like, I really want tachos. I'm like, well, we can make it.
You know, I really like Woody's Lunchbox. That I forget exactly what I had the last time I was there, but I really liked it, whatever it was. I don't remember.
They got rid of it, but they used to have chicken salad, a chicken salad sandwich. And I used to get like the kids size chicken salad sandwich, and it was so good. And they got rid of it. I'm like, great. What am I going to eat now?
I think we did the gourmet grilled cheese, Joey. It has like three cheeses in it. Yes. Pretty sure that's what we got. So that's really good. And then my number one is ABC Commissary as well. And for many reasons that you mentioned, the refillable drink is necessary for your dad. And well, you know how many times he goes up. Also for the air conditioned seating. It's just nice in there. And it used to be where you couldn't get in, but now you have to show your receipt. The crowds seem to go pretty quickly, and they do still kind of monitor whether or not you're getting food from there. You're not just coming in there to sit down. And that's how it was pre-pandemic. But I think it really is only fair to make sure the guests that are purchasing food there have a place to sit.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever had a problem anywhere in Hollywood Studios, like when we were trying to eat somewhere, not having to find a seat. Like, I've just never had that issue there for some reason, even though it's a busy park. Maybe I eat at odd times. I don't know.
I feel like it'd be a bigger issue at dinner time, because now that I'm thinking about it, I don't think we've had that issue either. But also we typically don't do quick service at Hollywood for dinner. It's typically a lunch.
Yeah, we're the same way. All right. Well, so on to table service. I don't have a lot of experience at table service at Hollywood Studios, just because it's not usually we are park hopping to somewhere else.
That's fair.
I don't know why. We just do. But probably my number three is Sci-Fi. I wasn't that impressed with it. It was okay. Abby and I said we probably wouldn't eat there again. Number two would probably be the Brown Derby. We liked it. It was good.
And we still have not done that.
I'm not familiar with that one.
We did it like a long time ago. I haven't done it recently, but we did it. We did breakfast there with the characters when the kids were little. But I'm sorry, Joey. my number one is Mama Melrose. I love Italian food, and we really enjoyed it there when we ate there. It was like eating at Olive Garden.
Yeah, and I definitely can see that. I am a big fan of pasta.
So my number three is going to be Mama Melrose. I love Italian food, and I do not mind going there. I'm happy to go there. We went there for our Fantasmic package in October this year, and we liked it. But against the other options that are there that we've eaten at, we really feel like that's the better call for us. So I'll go on and tell what those are. And then I would say number two, I'm having a hard time. I feel like I just need a tie for number one, because we love 50s Primetime and we love Sci-Fi. I think we each have our own reasonings why we love those, but we went to 50s Primetime the very first time we were there. So that has like a memory for us. You know, I think we just like to go there because of that. We almost always have excellent service. I'm not saying you have bad service, but sometimes you have somebody that's more creative. Like this week, I can't wait to do Kaylee's trip report with the one that she got. Holy cow, hilarious. But, and you just never know. Sometimes you're going to get somebody that's over the top, but some people don't like that. But we really enjoy that. But then sci-fi, I really like to get and sit in the car, in the old-fashioned car, ordering your food. And their pasta is consistent. Whether it's shrimp pasta or chicken pasta is awesome. We've had a little bit of everything. We've eaten at both of those places many, many times, and they're very consistent. So I'm going to do that as a tie for my number one instead of doing one and two, because I don't know that I could actually pick.
You know, well, we have never been to that one that you guys like all the time.
You've never been to 50s?
Mm-mm. Nope, we've never done 50s.
Oh, you're missing out.
I know.
You need to go with Rebecca and Tammy.
Yeah, no, moving on to my mom, might not be able to rank hers, but I definitely can. We'll get to that in a second. But my number three is also Mama Melrose. I took a quick glance at the other restaurants, and I have not eaten at them, or I've eaten at them once and I don't remember. But Mama Melrose, it was good. I love pasta. But when I was getting really hyped up for this like Italian restaurant, this homemade pasta. And it wasn't bad. It was just, it kind of felt similar to a lot of the other restaurants, but it was the selling point of the restaurant, which kind of like, I don't want to say let me down because it feels bad, but like it kind of did. But at the same time, it was still very good.
I think I know why, though.
Why?
Because you've eaten at Tutto Italia in World Showcase, which is far better.
Yeah, that one definitely felt a lot better than Mama Melrose. Moving on to number two, I have the same top two as Mom. I can very easily rank them. It's Sci-Fi is coming in at number two. I love Sci-Fi. I usually do get pasta there, and I actually do like the pasta that I get there more than the one at Mama Melrose, just a little bit. But on top of that, the atmosphere definitely is a big contributing factor for why it beat out Mama Melrose. But I've shared steak with my dad there. At one point I had some of his, and it's always really good. And like we were saying earlier, I'm not a huge steak person. Definitely the atmosphere that gets a lot of points for that. But number one for me is definitely 50s Primetime. Like, I never was a huge fan of meatloaf. It was never something that I really wanted. And then one day I was there and I just thought, no, I'll get some meatloaf. It was so good. It was so good. And Mom has made the recipe since, and it is so good.
Oh, you'll have to give me the recipe so that I can try it at home.
Sure, I can.
It's just so good.
My son wants to try the peanut butter and jelly shake.
I think we were getting ready to go to Fantasmic, and she had mentioned that we can do a to-go shake. That's a good option. And I was just going to get vanilla. I'm a vanilla person. And she listed off the standard three flavors, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. And then she said peanut butter and jelly. And I was just thinking, well, I guess I have to now. I mean, I've never heard of that before. And it was very good. But yes, 50s Primetime, I've never had a bad meal there.
We're going to have to go. We always say we're going to, and then sometimes we don't.
Yeah, no, that one's definitely my top favorite.
I was glad Kaylee took her friends there, and they really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to move on to snacks. Woohoo! I think my number three is churros. For some reason, we always get churros when we're there. I don't know. We don't snack a whole lot at Hollywood. I think just because it's hot.
Probably.
Let's see. What else do we normally get? What else do we normally get, Amy? Oh, we get the Jack Num Num cookies there. Okay, those are my number one. Okay, if they're fresh, they're so good. So number two, I'm gonna go with the ice cream from Hollywood Scoops. They have a really good mint chocolate chip.
Yum.
It's good.
We like mint chocolate chip.
I do too.
So my number three is churros. I think I just said almost everything you did.
Great minds think alike.
Churros, yeah. It could be because we go there and we talk about it all the time too. Number three is churros for sure. And I don't think that I ever really ate churros until we went to Disney World. And then now we think like they're a thing that we need. And really we did not eat them in Disneyland like we should have, Gina.
And they're so much better in land. I can tell you that. They are so much better in land. I got one in December. And it was an apple pie one. And like it was just a cinnamon one, but they gave you this apple pie like filling to dip it in. Oh my gosh, it was so good.
Apparently that's because churros are so big in California.
Mm-hmm.
The Disney World churros are pretty comparable to just a standard churro, whereas the Disneyland churros have to really stand out, which is why apparently they're so good.
I know we did not eat one. We ate a lot of things, but that was not one of them.
No, we ate the corn dogs. We did the corn dog stand.
The pickle dog, which we're getting at World.
We are?
On the boardwalk.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll have the peanut butter dipping sauce. Like, I didn't try it, but like, it's a thing.
I know. My number two is Num Num Cookie. It's only number two because of this reason, not because it's not good. Although you want to make sure it's warm. And I don't know how you can make sure of that, but we got one that we were all like had our mouths watering for, and it had been sitting there and it was not as good. And that was really sad for us. My number one right now is the Pog.
Oh, yeah. The gelato.
Yes. The Pog gelato.
I forgot about that.
Joey hasn't got it because it came out since we were there in October last year. We tasted it when we were there in February and it was delicious. So that's my number one snack at Hollywood Studios because I don't think you can get that anywhere else.
I think for number three, for me, just looking at the lineup of the snacks you can get, I think I'm actually going to go with the blue milk, the blue and green milk.
I have not tried that yet.
It wasn't crazy good. It's just, I would say it's acceptable. But for standout snacks, there's lots of snacks at Hollywood Studios that you can get at all the parks. But for standout ones, that's definitely one that stands out to me for theming wise. It's fun because I really, really enjoy Star Wars. And I thought that was pretty fun for them to incorporate that. Moving next, I think they have like, it's kind of like a strudel, like Pop-Tart thing. It's at Woody's Lunchbox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
I think that'll probably be my number one. I think I would put the Num Num Cookie at number two as well. But that Pop-Tart thing, I'm pretty sure I had one of those.
Yes, you did. You did. And they have different flavors. I think we tried two flavors when we were there.
I think I've tried the blueberry one before.
It was very good.
Those have always been consistently good. I didn't even think to do that for a snack because we always eat it with our meal.
It sounds so good, though. I'm hungry.
All right. Top three rides.
Woohoo. Okay. Number three for me is going to be Rise. I like Rise. Not my favorite, but I like it. I could ride it over and over again. Number two, I'm going to pick Slinky Dog. Slinky Dog's my number two. My number one is Smuggler's Run.
Really?
Yes. I love Smuggler's Run.
I will not say that after my last trip.
It's definitely dependent on the pilot.
I'm
usually the pilot.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
That was the problem.
If it's Abby and I'm usually the pilot and she's usually the pilot. But if it's all of us there, then it's usually Abby and Andrew that are the pilots and I get stuck in the back. But then I get to video them because it's hilarious.
That's why we missed our bet when we didn't do the video when we were in Disneyland.
Of me and Stephanie drunk driving. Drunk driving, but
right.
Drunk driving the Smuggler's Run.
Drunk flying. I'm saying, she said, up is down. I know, drunk. It was hilarious. So my number three is going to surprise my son, probably, maybe not Gina, is going to be Rock and Roller Coaster. I will always love Rock and Roller Coaster because, I don't know, it's just cool. I think it's because it's a ride that your dad loves too, and it's so fun as a family for us to ride it. So I'm going to say number three is Rock and Roller Coaster. My number two is Slinky Dog. Love Slinky Dog. I think it's a lot of fun. And I really want to ride it at night sometime because we always ride it in the daytime and the backyard's all lit up like a backyard would be. So I feel like that would be fun. I mean, it's fun to look at, but I think it would be even more fun if we could ride it. And my number one is, do you know, Joey?
I don't know. Oh, is it Mickey and Minnie's?
Nope. Toy Story Midway Mania.
Oh, completely forgot the ride was there.
Yep. That's really sad, Joe. That's my favorite.
Well, now it's on my list. It's just bumped something off my list. Oh.
Well, because Joey had the Wii game and him and I would play that. And that was one of the things we lost in our flood was because I was going to buy a new Wii because the Wii died, but we still had the game. But
with the Wii still going, the disc drive is broken.
Good to know.
I think Andrew still has our Wii. It still works. But they moved on to like, you know, Xbox and PlayStation.
Well, sure. If they had those rides or they had those games for Joey's thing, I would just use Joey's Switch. But I doubt that they make Toy Story Midway Mania for Switch.
Probably not.
They do not. Getting those licensed games on there definitely a problem. And you said that was your number one?
That's my number one.
Really?
Yes. Consistently, it is the one. I'm not saying it's the most thrill ride, But consistently, that is the one that makes me smile the most. And it has to be because it's one of the first ones I rode with you guys. Because remember, we rope dropped that in 2009.
It was on in 2009?
Yes.
I thought it came out later than that.
No, we rope dropped Hollywood Studios, and that is the first ride that we rode in that park.
I won't ride it unless I have a lightning lane. I mean, because we've stood in the standby line and we watched a storm come in and we stood there and stood there and stood there waiting for the stupid storm to pass. And finally it did. We waited in line for 2 hours.
And they wouldn't let you ride an indoor ride?
Oh, I guess I'm thinking Slinky Dog. I'm getting Toy Stories mixed up.
Well, sadly, Tower of Terror did get bumped off my list because of that. I completely forgot the ride was there.
Oh, I like Tower of Terror, too. See, I can't make up my mind.
I love Tower of Terror. It's great, but my stomach can't handle it more than it can. But the theming is just great on that one. I love that. But moving into number three, I'm going to have to put Rock and Roller Coaster. I love the theming around it. I love having the Aerosmith playing with in there. And just the whole theming for that ride is fun. And it feels dated, but at the same time, I love it. It's so good. Second, I would put Toy Story Midway Mania. I just, it's so fun, and I'm very competitive with it, so it's very fun to play it.
We are very competitive.
Yeah, it's fun to try and get all the tricks on there. And coming in at number one, definitely going to be Rise of the Resistance. I stayed late one night to ride that the first time, and it was well worth the wait. The theming on that is amazing. It's like the cast members acting in line like that is just so good, because they're always acting in most rides, but it's just another level.
That's above the top there.
Like they had these guys taking acting classes to stay in character. Rise of the Resistance is just a whole other level.
I did not get into the Star Wars thing at all until those rides came out. Like now it's like my favorite spot in the park. And I just never thought I would be that way. And then we even did the scavenger hunt in Disneyland with the family. They did it. And like, we'd never done that before either, and loved it. And I just, since then, I've been hooked.
I'm getting Dad hooked on it.
I am watching all the Marvel movies, though.
That's an undertaking.
It is an undertaking.
It is, for sure.
I think I'm pretty well caught up. I'm getting ready to watch Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
You're ahead of me. You're one movie ahead of me. I still got to watch Quantumania.
I just watched that one last week.
She's moving along.
Well, see, I watch it while I'm working during the day, so nobody's here to bother me, and I just put it on TV. All right, so we'll move on to attractions. So my number three, I think I'm going to go with Frozen. I do like it. I think it's funny, but it's definitely my number three. My number two is Cars.
Really?
We actually just did it for the first time in October.
It's cute.
It's really cute. And I really liked it. I know it's kind of hokey, but it's cute. I mean, if you know my family, you know they're into racing, so.
That makes sense.
It might as well. My number one is going to be Raiders of the Lost Ark, or, you know, Indiana Jones. I guess it's a multiple of his movies, but I really like Indiana Jones. I think it's sentimental for me a lot, because I saw it as a kid and it really hasn't changed over the years at all. And I remember it was probably the second time that we'd ever been to Disney as a family, and I finally got them to see it. And my husband's like, how come we've never watched this before? I really like this. So now it's something we always do on our trip.
All right. My number three is Beauty and the Beast, just because that's my favorite princess movie. I mean, I like all of them, but that's my favorite one. And my number two is, of course, I have to mention this because Joey will understand. Right after the pandemic, when they opened back up and they did Beauty and the Beast, watching that was hilarious because they had to keep their 6-foot distance.
I remember you talking about that.
They couldn't touch each other. They just had their arms out.
It was very awkward.
And we're just like, this is so weird. Even their dancing, they were separate. They weren't even touching arms. So crazy. But we still like that one. Number two is Walt Disney Presents. I can never get enough of that. I love to go in there and look at the different things that Walt's done and see how he progressed with his Imagineering and how he made this great company. And I love, love, love to watch the little story about him that Julie Andrews narrates. And my number one is Frozen Sing Along. And I know it's not Joey's favorite, but it is. Every time I go there, I laugh. And when we went in into January, beginning of February, we got the two best historians, the woman and the man. They were hilarious. We talked about it on our trip report and talked about the humor that was there. And I did feel really bad for Kaylee because I know that she didn't get both of them when she was there. She said she did. She's going to tell me about it and she'll tell us on the trip report. But she liked the guy, but it wasn't the guy that we had. And she was kind of disappointed. But her friends didn't know any different because one hadn't been for 20 years. One hadn't been at all. And one hadn't been since 2019. So they're probably thinking this is amazing. And then, you know, was disappointed. But it's always a good show. But there are two historians specifically that make that show even better. And it's fun for everybody to sing along. I do think that they need to bring in some Frozen 2 songs, especially if they're going to make a Frozen 3.
And 4.
They said 4 also?
4 is already in production. 4 and 3 and 4 are both confirmed already.
Really?
Interesting.
How many Frozen movies can we make?
3 too many by the sound of it.
No, you have to admit that 2 music is...
I do like the second one the best.
To music, I will not argue is bad, but if we're talking about the movie, I would not say that Frozen 2, they needed more time in the oven for that one. It feels like a first draft.
Aww. Well, I definitely liked the second one better than the first one, I feel like.
I liked both of them, but I just think the music stepped up.
Oh, the music, yeah.
It did, for sure.
And here's my honorable mention, because it's not there anymore, and Joey can relate. Lights, Motors, Action.
Yes, me too. I remember that as a kid.
That was a great show.
Another honorable mention, Backlot Tour.
Yes. Backlot Tour was a good one.
Apparently the original one was like 2 hours long. The one I remember was not that long. It was like half an hour or 45 minutes or something like that.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That was back when it was like an actual functioning movie studio.
Yeah. When it was pretty cool.
I miss the old days.
Your three attractions, Joe.
Definitely coming in at number 3. I would say, I think I'm going to surprise you with this one, is actually the Frozen Sing Along. I like the jokes in there. They're allowed to ad lib a lot, and so it feels different every time. It's not the same thing every single time. Also, the songs are still good. I think Mom covered that one pretty well. Number 2 for me is definitely One Man's Dream and the museum before it. Love that. Actually, I'm going to make a change up. I think I'm going to put that one at number 1. I really love that one. I think I will put Indiana Jones at number 2. I love the stunt show, and that one's pretty much the same every single time. There's not too much you can change up when doing choreography where you can get hurt. So it makes sense. They're not going to change too much up with that. But yeah, definitely One Man's Dream. I just love going through the history, and they do change up the stuff they have in the museum, like leading up to the little movie they have at the end. So it's fun to go through that and just read about his history.
See, we did, Abby and I did that the last trip that we took in July. And I kind of like going on just a her and I trips because we do things that we don't do with the rest of the family because they don't want to do it. They just want to ride the big rides and like that's it. Like they're focused. And Abby and I don't, we kind of like to just do our own thing and do different things. I love going with Abby. She goes, oh, I love going with you too, Mom.
I would go with Joey by himself, but he has not endured that yet.
I am looking forward to Disneyland with both my girls. Jenny has never been, so it's going to be interesting to see how she does it. And then there's some things that were not open when Abby went that are open now, like Toontown. So it's going to be neat seeing it through their eyes. And we get to stay at the new Pixar Place Hotel.
Yes, I'm excited to hear about it. Yes, I would like to take you there, Joey, because I think you would really like it. It's very themed, very themed.
Mm-hmm.
And who is it that's there all the time? The Soul guy is there all the time.
Joe Gardner.
Yep, he plays the piano in the lobby.
And Bing Bong?
Oh, the guy that he's based on?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, not the real guy, but like the character, like the guy, a guy that plays the character.
Joe Gardner was pretty roughly based on a real person. I had seen some promotional stuff that Disney did with him. I didn't know I was like, what?
No, it's just the guy as playing the character.
Got you.
But he's there. And Bing Bong.
Bing Bong's there all the time.
Abby is so excited for Bing Bong.
Love Bing Bong.
Favorite nighttime show, Gina.
Can we list them off real quick?
Yeah, go ahead and list them off.
So it's going to give mine away. So can I just give mine?
Go for it. Mine's the same as yours. So we all know this.
I think we all have a number one.
My favorite is Fantasmic for multiple reasons.
Absolutely.
Fireworks, water, projections.
Fire-breathing dragons don't breathe fire anymore.
If yeah, fire-breathing dragon or the dragon, if it's working that night. But I definitely want to give an honorable mention to Lights Motors. I mean, not Lotus Motors, Osborne Lights.
Yeah.
I know that really wasn't necessarily a nighttime show, but it was because mm-hmm. they played music. They had lights all over streets of America. They did snow. You could take pictures. You engulfed yourself in that. So to me, that was kind of like a nighttime show. There were other ones, Joey. There was Star Wars, but I don't know that you saw that one.
I loved the Star Wars one. That was the first one we ever saw.
Mm-hmm. We saw the one, the projections on Tower of Terror, and you have mm-hmm. been there for that. And the one with the little elves that was on the Chinese theater. Those are the nighttime shows that I'm aware of. If there were more, I'm not aware of them.
Well, it's not really much of a competition. I did thought we were ranking three of them, and I was not going to be able to pull anything aside from Fantasmic, which is far and away better than any of the other nighttime shows in Hollywood Studios.
Okay, I am going to be devil's advocate here, okay. but I know Vicky hasn't seen it. I like Fantasmic at Disneyland better because there's more, like there's different things compared to Disney World. But I like at Disney World that it's in the amphitheater.
Me too.
It's just on the river.
Yeah, and at Disneyland, you have to stand. And I'm short, so I'm always in the back and I can't see. So yeah. I really like the amphitheater at World because we sat in the back last time and I still had a great view.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is one of the smartest things that Disney did. I do remember how tired my legs were from the whole day when you and I stood and watched Worlds of Color.
Mm-hmm. We get to watch that from our room.
That's right.
Dang.
Yeah, we got a premium view and it's a view of that area.
I was astounded to find out that at Disneyland, Fantasmic is just on the rivers of America, like no seating, anything. I'm like, what is this?
Nope. You literally stand and you have to go like early. If you want to get like pretty mm-hmm. close, you need to like get there early to stand. And we did when I was there in December, we asked a cast member where the best place to stand was because there's like these trees and poles and stuff in the way. So like, they pointed us down a direction and we had like a perfect shot. So it was good. I really like, my favorite part of it is the pirate ship, and they didn't have that at World. And I'm like,
the pirate ship is very cool. They do things with it during the day, which we ran out of time.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we were there 2 days, the one day was scavenger hunt. So.
And then, of course, I don't get to see Fantasmic because it's not back yet. It doesn't come back until May.
May 24th. It will be back. I know that's not helping you at all.
No, it's not.
I'm sorry about that.
And Credit Coaster is down. Haunted Mansion's closed.
Like, I need a refund.
Dang it. And we were supposed to have Club Level, and they don't have the room done yet. So
that's
they
right.
called me, and they said, can we refund you for the Club Level part? And I'm like, well, I guess I don't have a choice, do I?
Was gonna say.
And I'm like, well, do they have anything at Disneyland Hotel Club Level? And they're like, no, they're completely booked for the TA rate, but you can pay rack rate. No, thanks.
No, thank you.
I'm not paying rack rate.
No, thank you. Yeah. Holy smokes.
And I was wrong. They did give me more than $100 back. It was about almost $500.
Well, good. Yeah, Joey. Joey is a fan of the Club Level as well.
I am too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have to pay as much for food and pop.
Right. All right. Is there anything else you guys want to give a shout out for Hollywood Studios? I mean, there's tons of things. I love the stores. I didn't say pick your favorite store. We could have done that because there's some really nice stores there. But I think that's, you should just go visit every store.
I just think overall, it's one of my favorite parks. I mean, I know Chris and Andrew don't like it. I don't know if Abby does or not, but it's one of my favorite parks.
I like Hollywood Studios. I think they need a name change because I don't think Hollywood Studios is a great
Mm-mm.
name for it to what as it is, but I think as a park it's great.
It was probably equal to Magic Kingdom when we first started, and then became probably, I think, our favorite park. And then when they started taking things out you know, backlit tours and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they were building Star Galaxy's Edge, and it went away. And now I feel like I love it, but do I love it as much as I did before? No, I don't think so.
Well, I still feel like it's for us, at least, it's not a full day park.
Right.
Like we pretty much ride everything that we want to ride and within a half a day. So that's why we usually park hop to something else.
Well, and the other thing is that Kyle made a point because he's been going to all those nighttime hours. Mm-hmm. And he said it was far worth it, especially in the summertime when it's a million degrees outside. He said you should go to the nighttime one. He rode everything in 2.5 hours in each park so far. I think he's done everybody but Animal Kingdom because I think they're getting it, but they hadn't had it yet.
Like, I understand, logistically getting rid of Backlot Tour and Lights Motors Action. They were
outdated.
Backlot is large footprint. Lights Motors Action was probably expensive, with the pay of all the people involved. But just great movie ride was unacceptable. Updated if you have to. But mm-hmm. getting rid of that was truly unacceptable to me. For if you're going to keep the name Hollywood Studios, you got to have something to try and tie that together. And that was the central icon of the park. And they got rid of that, which, yeah, no, I didn't get that one.
I think a lot of us are old school, you know, we've been gone since we were kids. It's so hard with change. I mean, I understand the concept of business and stuff, but it's still sad when it's like your favorite things that they're taking away and you want to share it with your own family.
Right. Yeah. I think it's interesting that it's not just you, your generation or my generation and Joey. I mean, it's
across the board.
Yeah. Anybody who saw a great movie right now, there are people like Nick that just think we're funny and we shouldn't watch that, or we shouldn't have liked that ride. But yeah, it was awesome.
Now, we are a movie family, but I would say I knew a lot less of the movies there's a lot less of the movies in there that I know than the ones I did know.
True.
And I still enjoyed it.
Yeah, exactly. I know Josiah, he's a little bit younger than Joey, and he really loved it. And, you know, maybe we'll just watch YouTube videos of it so we can feel good about it. Well, thank you so much for listening to the show. We really enjoyed sharing our favorites with you. If you would like to share your favorites with us, we would love that. Feel free to call me at 636-373-4497 or text me. I don't know why I just told you to call me. Thanks for allowing us to share a little Disney magic with you 2 times a week.
If you're interested in being a guest on our show or you have a question or comment, just text us at 636-373-4497. You can check us out on our social media account, The Mousecapades Podcast on Facebook. If you would like a free quote, contact Vicki or myself, Gina, at 636-373-4497.
Be sure to listen to Wednesday's show when we dish out all the latest rumors and news and chat with the gang. As always, thanks for listening to the number one podcast that entertains that space between your ears, the Mousecapades and More podcast.
Well, everybody, I think it's about that time. Disney love.
See you real soon.
No capes.
Have a magical day, my friend.
Look all around us. Life now will be so full of song, love, and laughter.